brought to you by Elder Dan Parker and the Afton Road Primitive Baptist Church of Blairs, Virginia. Now, here's Elder Parker.
Good evening, friends. We welcome you to the Primitive Baptist Gospel Hour. I'm Elder Dan Parker, pastor of the Afton Road Primitive Baptist Church in Danville, Virginia. We count it a wonderful blessing from God to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord, by this means, and we hope that it will be a blessing to you and that you will gather around and open your Bibles and follow along with me as I preach to you the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. We hope that you will make your plans to be with us at the Afton Road Primitive Baptist Church in Danville, Virginia. All you have to do is call me or write me, and I'll give you the directions to the church. We meet every Sunday morning. Our singing begins at 10:30, preaching at 11 o'clock. We extend to you a cordial invitation to be with us in church services. We appreciate those of you who have visited with us by watching this telecast, those of you who have contacted us and have called us, and your contributions to this telecast. We appreciate that also. We would like to encourage you to be with us at Afton Road Primitive Baptist Church. If you'd like to contact us by mail, my mailing address is Elder Dan Parker, 295 Sweden Falls Lane, Blairs, Virginia, 24527. My phone number is 434-836-6036. Before we get into the message, let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our blessed God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as thou hast chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Thank thee, O God, for this opportunity to preach the gospel to thy people. We pray that their minds would be opened and they would receive the truth of the gospel, that they would be converted and come and follow in the way that thy Bible, the scriptures, teach us to walk. We ask of thee to bless this service for thy name's sake, for it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he said, "Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all." I'd like to speak to you about something that involves all human beings, from Adam to the last man that shall ever live upon this earth. We live in this time world, and this world is waxing old. The psalmist David in Psalm 102 said, "Of old thou hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. They shall wax old like a garment, and a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thy years have no end." He is describing this earth, and that it one day shall vanish away. It will perish. But God, who is the same, his years have no end. We are creatures of time here in this world. We are just passing through. This world and our life upon this earth is temporary. It's not permanent. It's not everlasting. This world is going to end. The Apostle Paul says, then cometh the end. The end is coming. It is a designated day in which the Lord Jesus Christ shall descend from heaven. And that will be the last day of this time world. You know, the Lord Jesus, when he was here in this world, he spoke of the last day in several places. In John chapter 6, he tells us that there is a last day. He says in John 6, 37, he says, for all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but raise it up again at the last day. So Jesus definitely, specifically speaks of the last day. He says that I will raise those that the Father has given me up at the last day, indicating and signifying there that all the family of God, all the redeemed of Jesus Christ, will be delivered up, raised up at the last day. The Lord Jesus again, in the Gospel according to John chapter 5, in verse 28, he says, and the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So Jesus is again stating that there is a last day. The hour is coming in which all that are in the graves, that is all humans that are in the grave, that are dead, when he comes, they shall hear his voice, and they shall come forth, they shall be raised up from death. They shall be raised up from the graves. He shall raise them up at the last day. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life. Now, let me explain there. He's not talking about people in their human nature doing good that is going to be received into heaven because they've done good by their human nature. No, he's talking about a goodness or a righteousness that is in those people that do good. The Apostle John tells us in his first letter, he says, he that doeth righteousness is born of God. So those that are born of God are the only ones that do righteous or good. Now, that is positive proof or evidence that they're going to be in the resurrection of life. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now we'll get into that later on in this discourse. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So the end is coming. Every day we get closer to the end. Every beat of your heart, you're closer to the end. This world is coming to an end. And your life is coming to an end in this world. Then cometh the end. What shall happen at the last day when the end comes? Well, the Apostle Paul says, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. The last enemy shall be destroyed is death. That's the last enemy that shall ultimately and finally be destroyed. God's people who are held by death will be freed from death, and they will put on immortality. Yes, this old body is going down in death, but it will be raised in incorruption. This body that was sown a natural body will be raised a spiritual body. This body that is a corruptible body, and the reason it's a corruptible body because of the nature of sin that is still in this body. But it will be raised an incorruptible body. This mortal will be raised into immortality. Yes, the last enemy shall be destroyed is death. He will swallow up death in victory. That will be the ultimate and the final glory, that he will swallow up death in victory. The kingdom shall be delivered up unto God, even the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ will deliver his kingdom up to God, his Father. His kingdom is his people. That's all of his saints. They'll be delivered up unto God, the Father. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 25, in verse 31, we read there concerning the coming of Jesus Christ. It says there that when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all of his holy angels with him, he shall sit upon the throne of his glory. And he shall gather all nations before him, all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Here we have the description by Jesus himself when he comes again, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all of his holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and all nations shall be gathered before him. There's going to be a separation of the sheep and the goats. Now, this separation won't be that Jesus doesn't know who's going to be with him in heaven, because he determined that before the world began. The sheep have always been sheep in his mind, in his love, and in his purpose, in his counsel, and in his covenant. His people have always been his sheep. But it says here, he shall separate them one from another. As we live here in this world, the sheep and the goats mingle together. That is, they are together upon this earth. But when Jesus comes, he shall separate the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This kingdom, my dear friends, was prepared for the sheep from the foundation of the world. They are the blessed of the Father. How long have they been blessed of the Father? Before the foundation of the world. Certainly they've been blessed of the Father. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. How long has the kingdom been prepared for them? How long has heaven been prepared for them? From the foundation of the world. How many is going to inherit the kingdom? Everyone that he prepared the kingdom for, from the foundation of the world, all the blessed of the Father shall inherit the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world. And that's the sheep. So when the end comes and the Lord Jesus Christ, when he descends from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall be raised first, and those that are remain and are alive shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica and said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going to ever be with the Lord when that time comes that Jesus comes again. In Thessalonians, it's so very clear of the event that shall take place at the last day. In Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, he wrote to the church, and he tells them there concerning the coming of Jesus Christ. In 2 Thessalonians, we read in chapter 1, it says here in verse 6, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that is, those that are not God's people, those that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, those that know not God, they're not going to obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They are those that are the wicked, and they're going to be punished, according to the Apostle Paul, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When he shall come, at the same time, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. The Apostle Paul states here that the wicked shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. It shall happen at the last day, the day when Jesus comes and resurrects his people from the dead, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints. It's going to be the same time, the same day, the same hour. Remember the text in the Gospel according to John, chapter 5, verse 28. It says that the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. The hour is coming, the same hour, the same day, at the same time. The Lord's people that are dead, that are asleep in Jesus Christ, shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall be raised out of death, and they shall be glorified. And Jesus Christ will be glorified in his saints. This is a day that is spoken of in many places that time will not permit me to refer or to quote all the places that the day of the Lord is approaching. But in Thessalonians again, in 1 Thessalonians we read concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says in chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians, he says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. There is coming a great event at the last day. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. This will be a shout of victory, a shout of triumph. the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. This will be the last trump, and it will be blown, the trumpet of God, because the day of Jesus Christ has come, the day of the Lord. He says here that those that are asleep in Jesus Christ will God bring with him. The spirits of those that are asleep in the graves in Christ, their bodies are asleep, their spirits are with him in heaven, fully conscious in glory, but he shall descend from heaven, and when he descends from heaven, he's going to bring his saints, disembodied spirits with him, their souls. He's going to reunite their body and their soul, or their spirit, and their body will be glorified. They will be immortal. The same spirit that dwells in you right now, the same inner man, will be brought and reunited with this body, but it won't be this corruptible body, it will be incorruptible. It will be this body made incorruptible. The Apostle Paul to the church of the Philippians, in Philippians 3:20 and 21, he tells them there that our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. He says that your conversation, children of God, is in heaven. That is, your citizenship is in heaven. You are citizens of heaven, even though you travel here in this world and you're strangers and you're pilgrims. You're headed toward heaven. That's your eternal destiny. You were predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. You're predestinated to obtain your inheritance in heaven with Christ. That was determined, predetermined, predestinated before the foundation of the world, that all the family of God should live with God in his presence, conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, enjoying the presence of the Almighty God for eternity. That was his purpose from eternity. And therefore, he's going to bring it to pass. He says here that you're going to be raised from the dead, those that are asleep in Christ, and those that are alive. If we are alive when Jesus returns, when he descends from heaven, we're going to be changed. Those that are alive are going to be changed. The dead in Christ will be raised first. This is the order of it. And those that are alive, that are Christ, that is coming, will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And we'll be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even his Father. My friends, I don't read in the scriptures, in the Bible, where he's going to set the kingdom up on this earth, and it's going to be here 1,000 years, a literal 1,000 years. I don't read that in the scripture. But I do read where he's going to deliver the kingdom up, and we're ever going to be with the Lord in heaven, in our eternal inheritance that we were predestinated into, that the elect will enjoy in the presence of the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, forever and ever. The Apostle Peter, in his second epistle, in the 3rd chapter, wrote about the day of the Lord. He says, "But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Now let me pause right here and say that God's will is that not any of his people shall perish. It is not the will of God that any of his people perish, and they will not. Jesus says, "My sheep shall never perish." They will not perish. but that all should come to repentance. The word repentance here is that they will all be changed by grace. They will all be changed before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. By His Spirit, in their soul, in their heart, they'll be changed and saved for glory and prepared to live with Him in glory by the work of the new birth. They will all come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. God's people have an incentive, an incentive, as they live here in this world, as they look for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, we are looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens shall be dissolved. The heavens that we see now will be dissolved, being on fire. They're going to be on fire. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. This earth and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing this is going to come, this is absolutely approaching. And it is nearer than it was yesterday. The coming of Jesus Christ is a designated purpose of Almighty God. When He comes, this is what's going to take place. We look for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Those that look for Him, shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. He's coming the second time without sin unto salvation. He's going to deliver us from this old world, and He's going to take us on into heaven when He comes. The resurrection of God's people, when they shall be brought out of the graves, be immortal. This corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying, death is swallowed up in victory. Now, Jesus' resurrection from the dead, He's already swallowed up death in victory. He's already conquered death for His people. But it will be ultimately brought to pass when He returns at the last day. He'll deliver up His kingdom, all of His people. Heaven that is reserved for us. And He will usher us into glory. And we will be in His image, and we will enjoy the eternal city of God forever and ever. That beautiful paradise above, that wonderful place called heaven, we will enjoy in the presence of our Redeemer forever and forever. All that He redeemed upon the cross, all that God loved before the world began, all that were predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, all that were predestinated according to the counsel of His will to be in their eternal inheritance. Heaven is an inheritance. It is not a reward, it's an inheritance. And the heirs of promise shall inherit eternal life, the fullness of that life. Well, my friends, I want to tell you right now that God's people have eternal life in their hearts. If they have been born of God's Spirit or quickened by His Spirit, they are heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're going to live with God when they leave this body, this tabernacle of flesh, this tabernacle of clay. When we breathe out our last, our spirit, our soul that has eternal life is going to be in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, our Redeemer. And therefore, we're going to live with Him. The Apostle Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
When writing to Elder Parker, please mention that you saw this broadcast on Star 39. The address is Afton Road Primitive Baptist Church, 295 Sweeten Falls Lane, Blairs, Virginia, 24527. And tune in next week at the same time for Primitive Baptist Gospel Time on Star 39.